from KQED.
Gun violence will be the focus of a joint hearing in Sacramento tomorrow as California lawmakers take up a legislative approach to the problem. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has been exploring gun violence in a special series. Today, she considers the issue from a public health perspective.
Think back to those ads that tried to get you to intervene if a friend who'd been drinking was getting behind the wheel.
When friends don't stop friends from drinking and driving, friends die. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Public health researchers say this type of awareness-raising campaign aimed at reducing motor vehicle fatalities could also be used to reduce the number of gun deaths and injuries, including suicides. David Hemenway is a professor of health policy at Harvard and director of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center.
It's the notion friends don't let friends drive drunk. Friends don't let friends who are going through a bad patch have easy access to a gun. If a close friend, you can see, he's just got a divorce, he started drinking, he started talking crazy, try to figure out a way to get the gun out of the house for a few months till things get better.
Researchers say a couple of pilot programs have tested this concept of raising public awareness and found it to be successful at removing guns, but more testing is needed. If the new strategies are successful, Hemenway says they could be used to fuel demands for better gun safety standards, or at least encourage safer gun storage practices.
We are in a society where we have lots of guns, and for a variety of reasons, we'll always have lots of guns. And so what we want to be able to do is figure out ways to live with our guns. Right now, we are dying with our guns.
Time passes, and you continue to live your life, but it's never the same.
That's Sandra Macias. Her 14-year-old son, Alex Stasenka, was shot dead accidentally by the brother of one of his friends. Macias says the brother was playing with a shotgun he had found in the garage when he pointed it at Alex and pulled the trigger. Though Macias wasn't there when her son was shot 18 years ago, sitting on the couch in her home in the Northern California city of Fairfield, Macias says she knows the moment it happened.
I told you I was at a conference. And I just felt this surge of energy, and I just jumped up out of my chair and walked to the back of the room. And I just felt like something was wrong, but I just didn't know what it was.
While most of the gun debate has centered on banning weapons or high-capacity magazines or controlling other aspects of gun ownership, Hemenway says more research is needed on whether easy access to guns contributes to injuries and deaths.
The CDC is afraid to even say the word guns, let alone do any research in guns, even though this is an enormous public health problem. There's very little money for research out of the Institute for Justice. There's very little money out of foundations, and so we really lack a lot of good research.
But Hemenway is hopeful. President Obama recently directed the Centers for Disease Control to support research in preventing gun violence and clarified that doctors could discuss gun ownership with patients. Hemenway says he's also working with pro-gun groups to see what public health strategies might appeal to gun owners.
Certainly, this is our big opportunity. And so it really behooves us to take advantage of this. We can really do so much better as a country, protecting our children, protecting our young people, than we are currently doing.
And then these were some of the, rather than throw everything away, I collected a bunch of stuff that was left over.
Back at her Fairfield home, Sandra Macias pulls out posters and signs she's made over the years for marches and rallies where she's joined other mothers who have lost children in shootings. Among other things, Macias wants to see stiffer penalties for gun owners who don't use or store their weapons responsibly.
I'm a very angry person. I don't think I was before, and I just, the fact that people can own guns and not be responsible when something like this happens, I mean, it just, and my son is dead. My son is gone.
Macias says her son Alex would have turned 33 this year. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.